Unless your justice exceeds the one of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, it seems that today in both in the Gospel and the Epistle, Holy Mother Church wants to explain how important it is not to see our Catholic faith, our Catholic life, our Catholic religion as something purely exterior, just going through the motions, having a certain facade, a certain veneer, a certain layer of exterior habits. No, it's not what our Lord wants us, and it's not what we should do if we want to obtain the kingdom of heaven. We will not enter the kingdom of heaven if our view of religion is like the one of the scribes and the Pharisees, something purely exterior. We have to practice virtues. We have to have an interior life. It's what the first Pope, St. Peter, again tells us in the epistle, to sanctify the Lord God in our hearts, in our souls, in our minds. He does not say we just observe, see some exterior practices. No, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. You therefore have an interior life, practice virtues. And today I would like to say something in this domain, see, about the importance of the sanctity of the father, of the head of the family. We just had one of these priests' meetings, and we know now the seminary, where every year the priests somehow who are involved in education, who are in schools, get together and then discuss to see some of the problems. They try to see some solutions to improve things, to make our schools, to see better schools for the greater glory of God. But the more we discuss, the more we realize how important, how essential, how necessary is the foundation which is laid at home. Without that, even with the best schools, even with the best teachers, with everything else, it's hard to supplement what has been lacking in the early years in the home. And that's why I thought I would say a few words about the holiness of the heads of family, how important it is. Especially, I would say, especially in our modern age. Because, well, let's say in the 40s, in the 40s and 50s, there were so many things, other things that would kind of support the spiritual life. But now all these things have collapsed. They're gone. They have the complete breakdown of all these other things, the religious orders, the teaching orders, for instance, and so many other things like the parish life, you see, all these other things. Many of the things have sort of broken down because of the crisis on the church, the days of apostasy in which we live. And the world is so under the domination of Satan now. Satan's world is what Father Karl Mell used to call Satan's world. And even some of the writers were saying that the devil has made such a mess of the world now that it becomes impossible to even survive spiritually just with average virtue. You need almost heroic virtue, especially for young people. Just heroic virtue, just to be able to survive. That's how bad things are in the world. So at other periods of the church, you may have been able to get by with less. Now it's no longer possible. There's so many temptations. The devil is so powerful that the world has become almost uninhabitable, but for saints. For people that are resolved to do more than just a few little things to get by. They have to do more. If they just try to do the minimum, it will not work. So, therefore, try to see the importance of the Father. You know, sometimes I've seen books which were establishing a kind of parallel, see, between the priest and the Father. They say, well, to both, God has entrusted a portion of His church, of His mystical body, a little flock of sheep. Both, you see, are spiritual leaders. And both, therefore, have to lead. If you don't lead, it will not work. You will not fulfill this mission that God has entrusted to you. Because you are like a sort of a part of the hierarchy, a part of somehow God's plan to be like a channel of grace to your wife, to your children. It goes through you in the same way it goes through priests, it goes through other intermediaries, you see, other little links. That's how God has planned things with His authority that He has communicated, therefore, to others the great privilege of being a cause of goodness, of participating in the government of the world in His divine providence. So we call a priest father, not because he has, of course, begotten children in the flesh, but because he has this spiritual fatherhood, this paternity through the sacraments. So a priest is a father. And sometimes when we call a father a priest, it's because he has this office to be also a shepherd, a spiritual leader, a mediator between God and His family. He has to intercede for His children. He has to guide them. He has to be, therefore, the head of His family. And that was remembered, even in when you got married, even in the epistle, it's reminded to you, let women be subject to their husbands as to the Lord, as to the Lord. So there is the hierarchy, there is the authority, there is this beautiful disposition of divine providence that we have to observe, that we have to enter into this plan if we want things to work well for the sanctification of the children, for their eternal salvation. Otherwise, it will not work. And we'll have children that will just, even with the schools, even with the teachers trying their best, it will not work. It will not last. They will not have this interior life, this life of virtue that is required to enter heaven. So sometimes when you say such things, I remember one of our priests to see giving a sermon one day and saying sort of an axiom in the army, we often say, there's never such thing as bad privates, bad soldiers, only bad officers. I mean, it's meaning sometimes it's not the fault to see of the soldiers, of the privates, if there is a defeat. It's the fault of the ones that were supposed to lead and did not lead or made mistakes or were neglectful, some bad lieutenants or captains or colonels or generals or whatever. So likewise, fathers are captains of the ships, and they have, I mean, of course, sometimes the sea fathers can do their very best, and then for some mysterious reason, God is not allowing their work, their efforts, their sacrifices, their prayers to be successful, and then some of the children see drift away from our Lord, from the church. It may happen that in spite of your best efforts. But what I'm speaking is the fathers that maybe could do more, and through maybe lack of encouragement or just lack of knowledge, lack of understanding of their mission, and sometimes maybe just neglect, being caught up by all kinds of different things and forgetting the essential, what is really, really important. So sometimes I met fathers who say, well, Father, it is too lofty, too idealistic. It's not. I say, no, when you look at what the church is teaching, that's your mission. That's your mission, your first mission. If you fail in other domains, that's not important. Let's say you go fishing with your friends, and you're a complete failure at fishing, you just catch nothing. Poof, what's the big deal? Or if you go hunting and you just never catch anything, not even a rabbit or a squirrel, you miss, boom, and you just are a poor shot and you can keep missing everything, even for your whole life. And at the end, you just have not really shot anything or not caught anything with your fishing. Well, no, it's not your, you may have failed in these undertakings, but it's not really the main thing. But you have failed in the raising of your children. If you have failed in the duties of the fatherhood, that's different. That's different because that's your mission. That's your duty of state. That's what you will have to render account one day. Remember, the curé of Ars used to be frightened, scared to death when he thought about the idea, the thought of appearing before God as a parish priest, namely as someone responsible for souls. Responsible for souls. Well, a father is responsible for souls as well, in a different order, but he is. There is an authority, a paternity, a responsibility that he has. So sometimes you see fathers, oh, I'm too busy, I cannot. But I think it's a misconception, because you can sanctify yourself through your duties, you see, of fatherhood, your raising your children, whether you take them for a walk or you tell them a story or you have a talk with your teenagers in need of guidance, or whether you use your authority and do this and do that, and or you help even the wife when she's overwhelmed, the mother, and she has so much to do in the evenings, and you just lend a helping hand to whatever it is you see in the home. Or these are duties that will sanctify your soul, to sanctify, and you'll become a saint through these things, through these humble little things. And then the third and last thing is, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. I heard that sometime when you give retreats to men and you hear, oh, I'm not good enough. Well, that's not an excuse, because you always have the recourse, you see, to prayer. You always can come with humility and with confidence to our Lord in the tabernacle, to our good mother, our Lady in heaven, and you come to them. And you beg for help. You say, yes, I may have neglected things in the past. I might have made lots of mistakes up to now. But it's never too late. Even if you become like a worker of the 11th hour and start to apply yourself to be more focused on your duties of a father, even now after this Mass, you think about it, say, yes, I think I should do this or I should do that. And you make a couple of resolutions. It's never too late, for God is full of mercy and full of power to give you the help if you ask Him. Yeah, but you have to pray. You have to ask Him. So I will leave you with three little recommendations. The first one is to take your spiritual life seriously. That's very important. If you really take your spiritual life seriously, with prayer, with a bit of reading, because sometimes you have to find a good book, a life of a saintly father, a Saint Louis, a Saint Thomas More, or Blessed Monsieur Martin, see, the father of Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus. There's quite a few, and you can find them in the bookstore, and give you the life of a father of a family with examples, with illustrations, with anecdotes, and you see, oh yes, maybe I could try to do this like he did, and it gives you ideas. So take your spiritual life seriously, do read, do pray, and that will be the first thing, is just to be in contact with God, and God, you see, will inspire you, God will strengthen you, God will enlighten you, and He will let you see what you should do sometimes if you pray to Him. And the second thing is, it's so important to spend time with your children, especially when they reach a certain age and they need to spend time with their father. And I know some of you just have so busy during the week, and I know some that aren't even here during the week. They have to have a different job. And I mean, you know, some of my brothers in the army, they have to be sometimes stationed somewhere for 6 months, and they do not see their children for 6 months. I know it happens sometimes when you're deployed somewhere else. But when you are at home, or when you have a whole weekend, that's when you say, oh, I have the opportunity then to spend some time with my children on a Saturday. So let's do this. I see my teenage daughter or my older son who needs a talk. Well, I will just take the opportunity and therefore spend time with him, because he needs this time. And then the third little recommendation is, use your authority. It's so important. Use your authority. Do not give it up. Do not abdicate it. Do not say, just, ooh, it's too hard. I'm just giving up. I let my kids do what they want. It's too complicated to argue with them. Father, you don't know what it is to argue with my... Well, it's, if you have to argue with them, it's like you have missed out something earlier on, because they should really be obedient. If you have trained them well when they were younger, they should have this respect for the authority of the parents. And from experience, you see, in counseling families, it's often the one thing which, if missing, spells disaster. Even if you have all the other good things in the home and in the school, if this one thing is missing, the authority of the father, that's it. You will never get anywhere. Your children will be some essential ingredient which is missing in the family, some essential link in the hierarchy willed by Almighty God. So use your authority. Know how to make decisions. If a child, see, is in high school, a 14-year-old girl, and is pleading for a cell phone, and you know in the best judgment that it's not right for her, don't give in because you're tired of arguing and she's nagging you. No, just say, no, I told you no, you will not have a cell phone, period. Just use your authority. Stand up for what is right. If in your best judgment you know it's not good for her to have a cell phone because there's no need and she will be using it for silly things, don't give in. Just stand up and say, no, I told you no. I think as the father, I have the authority to give you guidance, to make decisions for your spiritual welfare. I do not think it's right for you to have whatever, a cell phone or a laptop or whatever other things. That's it. I've decided that you have to abide by my decision. Do not give in because of weakness. Be firm. Be firm. Your children are ignorant. They are in need of your convictions, and they are very often weak. They need your strength as an adult, and they are often very confused, and therefore they are in need, you see, of your direction as the shepherd, as the leader, the head of your family. So upon your holiness will depend the holiness of your family. And if you don't make an effort, once again, I mean, I know some fathers were doing their very best, and in spite of that, some misfortune and trials and difficulties happen. But let's see if you can, those of you that may have missed out on a few things, if you could try, therefore, to do something more. Because if you do not do what is in your power to do for your family, you will cripple your family. They will miss out on graces that they would have received through you if you had been faithful, if you had persevered, if you had prayed for the grace of courage. This is what you need. It's so hard. It's so hard to be a father, a head of a family in those crazy days of apostasy in the modern world. you need very many graces. And you can count, you see, on the prayers of the priests, because we know how it's hard, because we talk to fathers sometimes, you see, in spiritual direction, whether in retreats or in, and we know how hard it is. So you have the support, you see, of our prayers, our remembrance at Mass, but do what is in your power. Try to pray to God for this extra help, that for the extra courage that would enable Buddha for to be more faithful to your mission. May Our Lady bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen.